This podcast, I'd like to share with you a technique for getting closer to the ideal that you're aiming for with a particular part of your technique. Now, obviously, when you're aware that you need to fix something and make it better, and you have an idea of what you want to achieve, you don't merely know that something's wrong, you know what it is that you want to do right. You have some idea of what it's supposed to look like, and you have some idea of what it's supposed to feel like, but you find yourself still not able to always control that or notice when you're not quite there with the precision that you're looking for. So what I'll do with students when we're in that position is we'll sometimes use contrasts. I'll guide the student into doing the correct movement or positioning of the body. And I'll say, all right, feel that. And then we'll intentionally do the next movement where we'll do it away from that. We'll do the exact opposite or do something that's clearly moving away from the ideal rather than towards it. And by doing that, we're trying to, in the nervous system, we're trying to develop, just heighten the awareness of what it feels like to be closer to the ideal and what it feels like to move further away from the ideal that we're aiming for. So in the realm of physical therapy and neuromotor training, we might call this, they call this the method of accentuating errors. And so you will have somebody perform the movement in the way that you're intending it to, and they'll try to do as close as they can, and then we'll have the student do something that's in the opposite direction of the ideal. So, or maybe the person is struggling with making this particular mistake. So instead of merely making the mistake, we'll exaggerate the mistake. So it becomes so, oh, of course, that's definitely not what I want. You'll feel it. It'll become so readily apparent in your nervous system that this is far away from what you want. So then it makes you more sensitive to the actual error that you're making in its milder form. Does that make sense? So let me think of an example here. In running, we want to hold really good posture, very straight posture, and then we want to lean. We want to lean that posture, not deform the posture, but maintaining posture, a nice straight aligned spine. Then lean the body forward so that gravity starts to kind of pull us into a slight fall forward. We want to feel that. Well, somebody could incorrectly do this by just leaning their head forward, not actually tilting the whole body, but just simply reaching the head forward or kind of bending at the waist a little bit, and just the upper part of the body starts leaning forward, which is going to put a strain in the lower back. So in that case, we could have the runner, okay, I noticed them doing this. I said, all right, I want you to reach your head forward and run that way so they really feel the head standing out forward and feel the pull of the head down their back and feel how uncomfortable that is. So it becomes, oh, that's what it feels like. So if they back off a little bit, back towards what they normally do, they're like, oh yeah, that's still pulling on my back. I can still feel the head is not balanced. So then I put them back into where the head is right over the shoulders, lined up over the spine, and then feel that, how that takes the load off of the back. And then we can feel the difference between the correct position, their normal, mild, incorrect position, and an extremely incorrect position, and start to kind of heighten the awareness of the variations in position in the nervous system. In swimming, we might, let's say I have a swimmer who is in freestyle, is on the entry. I need them to enter with a higher elbow and a steeper forearm so that the hand is much closer to the shoulder instead of extending far out over the front of the water, in front of the swimmer, to where they enter with almost a flat arm. So I want them to feel what it's like to enter with a very high elbow and a bent arm. And so there, if they're reaching too far, I'd have them, all right, I want you just to reach and extend the arm over the surface and then drop it down into the water. And then they're going to really feel this exaggerated over the surface entry, a flat arm entry, and feel like, oh yeah, that's definitely not what I want. And then I'll have them back up to where they normally are and feel that where they're almost a straight arm. And then I'll have them back up even further to an entry with a high elbow, very steep forearm, so that they feel like, oh yeah, that's much, much closer to my body when I want to enter. And so then we can run through that several times so they can feel the contrast between those, the ideal and the extreme, and hopefully that'll help them notice when they're in the middle somewhere, when they're their normal mild mistake. And then we can run through a series of strokes, and if they're doing it well, then that's great. If I see them losing touch with the correct position, then we'd stop, we'd go back to doing a drill where I'm going to have them experience the ideal and then experience the contrast with the extreme opposite of the ideal. Okay, so that's a technique for you. You could try that in different parts of your stroke. If you're working on something and you don't know exactly how to exaggerate it, you could always send me an email and ask me to describe what you're working on, and then we could come up with an idea of how to work on a contrast, how to accentuate the air so that it becomes much more obvious in your neural system. So if you have any questions about it. Otherwise, it'd be interesting to know if you apply this idea to something that you're working on, and if it works for you, I'd like to hear about that. It'd be nice to build a little catalog of the experience of more people to see how they're using this and how it works. All right, there's an idea for you. Talk to you later.